That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Happy New Year. This is our first show in the new year, 2021. And we have a couple of surprises for you. First of all, my cosmic sister, Sharon, has joined me for tonight. You know, we started this year with the moon in Cancer, and then it moved to Leo. And Cancer represents women. And we started last year with the moon in Cancer. And since everything has moved out of Capricorn into Aquarius, this is the year of the woman, 2021. And I'm sure that that's true because we have our first female vice president. So good evening, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm thrilled to be here with you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. We're going to be togetherness and we're going to be supporting each other and talk about how we can do that for everybody. So we have our first caller. Her name is Diane from Colorado. Are you there, Diane?
Yes, I am.
Well, good evening and Happy New Year. Thank you for calling. Let's find out. What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to see what you think about what's going to happen this week with the, the election and everything else.
Okay. We both have been following that very closely. I do feel that there will be a turbulence. I think we're going to have a marathon on Wednesday as they each questions the vote. They each get an hour to talk about it. And I think that there's going to be some shocks coming out. And I'd like to ask Sharon her take on it, and then we'll both tell you what we think that the result is going to be. What's your take on it, Sharon?
Well, I think that I don't care what happens, people aren't going to be happy, and we're going to have a lot of turmoil, and I would be concerned about stuff coming out of the air and falling on people simply because we're now in the age of Aquarius and things seem to come out of the air, like in Nashville. And so I do think there's going to be an upset. I think a lot of people expect Biden to win, and I think Trump's going to come through.
I do too. Every time I close my eyes and see the inauguration, I see his hand on the Bible, which is very strange. I can't explain it. It's not logical. But it seems like we're at least going to have some kind of a split. Now, as I had said on Coast to Coast, it could be that we have a different vice president than president, because Congress chooses the president and the Senate chooses the vice president if we reach a deadlock. And I certainly expect us to reach a deadlock. That's not the most important thing in the world, though. The most important thing in the world, Diane, is what is happening in the world. Why are all of our ships out in the Pacific Ocean? What's going on with China? And what can we do as a community, as a group, in our togetherness? Sharon, do you have anything to say about that?
Well, I think the first month of this year is incredibly turbulent, and I don't see people pulling together until the tail end of February. But it seems to me like as we get into the spring equinox, from the names I've been reading, that all of a sudden things seem to smooth out. So whatever's happening between now and then, it seems like a lot of people's names that I'm reading, all the turbulence stops around spring equinox, and then it goes smooth.
That's what the astrology says, too. Isn't it funny that they both say the same thing? So I hope that helps to answer your question, Diane.
Yeah, do you think we'll go to a civil war then?
I think we are going to have a lot of turbulence. I think because of where Mars is, that we will have shooting and violence and destruction, and people are just going to have to settle down. But we've had it all along, Diane. I do think it will get worse. I think a lot of the people in Congress are going to have their lives threatened. But, of course, I don't want to bring that energy in. I want to say that we've got to calm down. We've got to do togetherness and support. I will say I think January will be the most turbulent month of this year. And I think that smart people should just stay home and be with their loved ones until this is over. We'll get through it. Don't forget, we're fighting for our country. We're fighting against communism and Marxism. So let's see what happens.
You know, Elizabeth, it's almost ironic.
Thank you for calling, Diane.
Elizabeth, it's almost ironic that all of last year they were saying, please sequester in your house, please stay home, please whatever. And it was a lot of people felt like they were on almost on house arrest because we didn't want to stay home, but we were doing it anyway. And I think from what's coming in January and February, all of us are going to be saying, we don't want to go out. We want to be on house arrest. We want to stay home.
Or at least we don't want to travel. I think some of the small towns out in the country are pretty much okay. But I also do feel that that there will be turbulence, and that, you know, what they're going to try to do, they're going to try to stop gasoline from being delivered, and they're going to try to stop food from being delivered. So yeah, we're going to have to go through that these next 2 months. Sequester down. You only have 3 days to do your shopping. Sharon, we do have another caller. Her name is Heidi, and she's from Pennsylvania, born May 25th. Hello, Heidi. Are you there?
I am. Great to be on your show.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. So you've got the psychic, and you've got the girl with the names that does pretty good. Which one would you like to talk to?
My question is, I'm looking to become a foster mother this year. And
that's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's, I just have one more step to go through, and I was just trying to get more, you know, guidance on that.
Well, I feel that it's a wonderful thing. It's what I did. I had a brother and a sister for about 4 years. And you're May 25th, so you're Gemini, and this is going to be your year, you know, because Saturn is in Aquarius, Jupiter is in Aquarius. So with hard work and a lot of guidance, I think the kids will need a lot of guidance, but I think they'll be surprised about what real love and caring is. And they'll be blessed to be with you, Heidi. They will be blessed. So it's going to start for you. I think, did you get a child assignment yet?
No, I've been approved. But I haven't,
Well, that's coming. I think that's coming around mid-month. And just be happy, and it's a blessing for you to be able to help. What's the age level? Are you going to be junior high?
I said at least like 4 or 5 years old or
okay.
older.
Mm-hmm. I did feel that they would be in the 8 to 10 year range. And that can be very difficult for kids. So good luck to you.
Great. Thank you.
So, Sharon,
once you get the children and you know their names, please give me a call and let me give you a heads up on how best to relate to them and have them feel at home right away. And I'll be glad to do that for you as a complimentary gift.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, just go to knowthename.com and send me an email that way. And I've written down your name so that I've got it, so I'm ready for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, Sharon, let's do an example. For example, if I'd had a girl, I would have wanted to name her Susan. I didn't have a girl. But what is the name Susan? I loved that name.
Well, Susan is a very spiritual name, somebody who's grounded, somebody who's spiritual but not airy-fairy. They have good imagination, can tie into spirit for themselves. They can hear it. They have hearing ability, special hearing. It's in the name. Is they've got a fabulous memory, I would say, in the name Susan. They're anal retentive to the details of anything they're interested in. If they're not interested, like, who cares anyway? And it's somebody that can learn from others, but once they've got the foundation laid, they like to do the rest themselves. So then it's like, go away, teacher, I don't want you anymore.
So if you were talking to Heidi and she said she had somebody named Susan, could you tell her how Susan was doing in school?
Susan would do fine in school, and Susan's going to behave better if you can make the home life fun. Humor would have to be really important, and Heidi's got a sense of humor. Susan would have a sense of humor, and that's how they're going to connect, is through the humor and having fun. And then Susan will attempt to please because she wants approval only through humor. You know, if she can identify and attach through humor to somebody, then she wants to please that person.
That's great. So there's your example, Heidi. I think it's neat what Sharon does. Sharon, let's talk about what you feel will be happening on their inauguration day. Everybody, that's the only subject that people are interested in right now.
I think we're going to have a ton of surprises. I think who they use as who they're utilizing and coming forward with songs, what the program is going to be. I think we're going to have a lot of surprises of who's been chosen to be the entertainment and who shows up at this thing. And then I also think there's going to be a disruptive force at the same time.
I do
so there's going to have to be a lot of police out and a lot of care. I feel like it's dangerous, and at the same time, it's exciting.
Because they might do it indoors. I'm getting that they're going to do it indoors. So that's interesting, too.
Well, it'd probably be safer indoors. I like that idea that they'll do it indoors because it's easier to keep the people inside safe because you can frisk everybody before they go in and all of that. Where outside, you don't have as much control.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I'm on with Sharon, and she has her show on BBS Radio on Thursdays. We're going to take a break and find out what the astrology says about this week, our weekly cosmic tip, and we'll be back right after that. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Well, finally, now that Jupiter and Saturn have moved into the air sign of Aquarius, we are starting to get a breath of fresh air. This promises to be a week of shifting gears as we open up the new year. Although the mind may be willing, the flesh is weak. Remember that saying? It may be difficult to roll up your sleeves and settle into your routine, or doing any heavy work or hard labor, the annual transition from the holiday merrymaking to the wintertime more to the grindstone would be more painful and difficult than usual. The week begins with a conjunction between Mercury and Pluto in the Earth sign of Capricorn, strengthened by the trine with Virgo moon. However, the moon is also opposing Neptune in daydreaming Pisces while squaring off with Venus in goofy Sagittarius, and that weakens the conjunction's deep mental focus. The moon in Virgo on Monday means that it's time to get organized and get to work. It's also a good time for starting a New Year's diet, body cleanse, and to create an exercise program that you're going to keep up with. Monday evening can be mentally transformative to help you bring ideas down to the earth, or you may just feel mentally overloaded and want to go hide out, curl up with a good book or something. On Wednesday, Mars moves into manifesting Taurus after an extra long 6 months in Aries. Then Venus moves into the sign of Capricorn on the 8th through the end of the month. Although this combination of Venus is not the best for personal love life, it's wonderful for getting your finances in order, getting ready for income tax, and taking pragmatic steps to create a solid foundation in the new year. These movements of planets are creating a lunar T-square, which drags in a huge number of other planets, including a Scorpio moon. And we also have Mars, Uranus, and Taurus in opposition, and Jupiter in Aquarius is squaring, while Mercury is in the last degree, which is very critical, of Capricorn. So we're going to have some arguments, misunderstandings. I want it my way or the highway during the first 2 weeks of January. I don't think that's any surprise. Uranus ends his retrograde cycle that he's been in since August, and this is another indicator that it's just time for you to get yourself moving. You're moving up, you're moving out, you're moving in a new direction, and all is well in your world. Your noble and visionary plans can prove to be overwhelming a little bit, which is traumatizing, causing blocked energy and anxiety when attempting to put them into practice, especially if you have to meet any deadlines. These first 2 weeks in January are not easy to work with when you're in a rush or when you have a deadline. They're a little crazy, a little Uranus, a little loose electricity, if you know what I mean. Add to that, Venus is moving into earthy Capricorn on Friday through February 2nd, and that means it's time to manifest anything you want through a lot of hard work. This isn't the best combination for relationships, except perhaps business relationships, but the effort now that you make will produce some long-time tangible rewards. Keep at it. Also on Friday, Mercury moves into Aquarius. Normally, Mercury spends about 3 weeks in each sign. Because the messenger will be retrograde in Aquarius beginning January 30th through February 20th, this energy will be around until mid-March. You can improve your technology, learn new software, and reconnect with friends and associates that kind of got lost during the 2020 shutdown. This will leave everyone exhausted at the end of the week, especially with Friday evening's square of Mercury to Mars. Don't allow yourself to get zapped. The moon moves into Sagittarius on Saturday to give you an uplifting feeling. Luckily, the weekend promises great fun and a boost of new energy, thanks to a trine between playful Venus and Mars. Uranus ends his retrograde cycle, so that is another indicator of the time to get moving into a new direction. Mars aligns with Uranus on Inauguration Day, a highly volatile combination. We expect a marathon on January 6th. It's going to take some doing to make these changes that are coming, and the weather changes are going to be a little bit horrendous this month too. So I think that January is going to be the most turbulent month of 2021. Get ready. Hopefully, this will be an indicator of positive changes and upliftment. But there's likely to be many people who choose the negative expression of revolution in the streets. Expect a lot of that and a lot of upset, turbulence, anger, and rage, especially if you're being served with an eviction notice. So pull back, be calm, be courageous, be aware, be sure to wear a mask, do all the COVID cleansing and clearing that you need to, and be safe. I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening. Happy, happy New Year. Please have a blessed time as best you can. And I'll see you next week. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time to return to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce and her guest, Sharon White.
Well, hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce. And tonight it's our New Year's show. And we're having a lot of fun. I'm on with Sharon, and she does your name, and I do what's happening around you. I do your energy. She does that too. And we're talking tonight about this month and what's coming. And, of course, we have good things coming this month, too, as well as what's going on in politics, because we have our lives, and our lives always come first. So, Sharon, I picked a song tonight to enhance the woman of the year. You remember I told you the moon was in Cancer, so this is the year of woman. And the song I picked was what my sisters used to sing on television, and they also sang it at the Miss America pageant, which, of course, is all women. And it's called Sisters. It's by Rosemary Clooney and her sister. And it's really cute. It's got a cute spin to it, so you'll like it. We'll be playing that in a bit. And as we move along, I would like you to tell us what you think
numerology-wise, because I don't know numerology.
Yeah, you know I know. I couldn't say the word. And I'd like you to talk about January, the word January, and also what you feel is in the energies. Can you give us a little bit of that?
Yes. In January, I think it's a time where people start going through and saying, what no longer fits with me, what no longer serves me. And I think it's a cleaning out time period. It's one where you're really coming into self-reflection, where you're saying, what do I want to have around me that supports me, and what do I want to let go of? And to me, January is just this, let's move forward and get rid of anything that's holding us back, because we've already felt trapped for a year. And so it's like a push to get forward.
That's great. And I want to know that this is a call-in show. And the number to call if you'd like to ask a question or give us the name to ponder is
888-627-6008. So if you want to call in with questions, it's
888-627-6008. I had the old number on here and I was worried about that. So call the number and ask us a question and we'll be happy to help you and to talk with you about what's going on with you. Another thing that everybody wants to know about, Sharon, is the market. And I feel the market, through all this turbulence, is going to do very well. And I'm telling you that the two best months for the market are January and February. It will change in March and be much more flexible going up and down as we go through our energy. I also want to tell people about stocking up with a little food and make sure your car is full with gas all the time, because I think some of this rage that we're going to have, they're going to try to stop delivering gas and they're going to try to stop delivering food. When I moved here last spring, I was told inwardly to not have oil heat because I wouldn't be able to get it. And so I went with propane. I just think that's very interesting. What do you think, Sharon, might be happening with this upset that we're going to be going through?
Well, I think they're going to restrict some travel. It's going to be harder to travel and get around. I think there's some checkpoints as we go through different things. You know, the New York mayor already asked all of the stores and the gas stations to close for the third, fourth, and fifth of January. So, and the sixth, so that people couldn't, you know, all the ones that were invited to come to Washington would have a much harder time being there. And so you're right about closing down things. But I see like military on the roads or checkpoints on the roads. I wouldn't be surprised if we go for a very short period, and I want to emphasize short, where we have the military taking over and we really are advised to stay home.
And I think that's going to be between the 6th and the 20th. I also want to tell you that the country is going to close. All the borders are going to close. No one will be able to come in or out. Do not be afraid, but it will happen. There's reasons beyond your knowledge that that is going on. And they're already prepared and set up to do that. So you will be forced to not be able to go out of the country you're in. And I don't know whether that means deliveries and truckers or what, Sharon. But there's a reason that it's happening, and it's a good reason.
Well, I think there's a lot of changes coming. But again, when I'm looking at everybody's name, I've been doing a lot of readings like what's coming for this year and your name and where's your focus for this year. And it just seems like the year gets better and better as it goes along.
It does. It does. This is the year of expansion. It's also the year of critical choice. Now, you know me, Sharon. I've got to promote meditation and going within. And if you have to make a choice, whether it's a move, a job, or a situation, meditate and follow your guides. Because this is the year of critical choice. And any choices you make in January are going to be critical for the rest of the year. So try to stay upbeat in your life. This is just something that has to be worked through. Much of this is karma. We all chose to be here. And unfortunately, we're going to have to watch it. And some will be very disturbing. It always is when we have this thing going on. Look what's happened in Venezuela. Look what's happened in other countries. America will never lose the light. Never. America has that torch. She's standing right in the harbor of New York City. And we're fighting for that. And it's okay. We just have to do it.
Well, I think actually it's a very exciting time period. I jokingly have said that's why there's a population explosion on the earth right now, is that everybody want to get in on this act to see this for themselves and feel it and know what it's like to go through, because it's going to be such a magnanimous event. And I'm so excited about being on the cusp and the age of Aquarius starting and the age of Pisces technically over, even though we're still on the cusp. You know,
well, it's over as of this year. We're starting the 6 years of darkness. And the 6 years of darkness does not mean what a lot of people think it means. It means that the sun is in its minimum. And we are not going to have a lot of daylight and sun because it's transitioning. So for the next 6 years, it's going to be dark and some winds and cold around the world. And, of course, that always doesn't lead to such a happy atmosphere, right?
Well, I look at that the sunshine shines from within.
That's
and
true.
If you can give somebody else a smile and help make their day better. And, you know, when I go out even to the grocery store, my aim is always, how many smiles can I get today? You know, and how many times can I say something positive that would cause somebody to want to smile? And, you know, how can I shed the cheer, you know, and share all the cheer as we're going around? Because there sure is plenty of negativity. You know,
yeah. And that's hard to do with a mask on, I have found. But we have to wear the mask, of course, because we want to protect ourselves and everybody else.
But mine's clear.
Yours is clear. Oh, that's great. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's time for our song, Sisters, and another one after that. And we're going to listen to our station break. So we'll be back after these messages.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters. Never had to have a chaperone, no sir. I'm here to keep my eye on her. Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing. when a certain gentleman arrived from Rome. She wore the dress and I stayed home. All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who seen us know that not a thing can come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Stick together, the same in the rain or sun. Two different faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one. Those who've seen us know that not a thing could come between us. Many men have tried to split us up, but no one can. Lord, help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord, help the sister who comes between me and my man. Sisters, sisters, sister, don't come between me and my man.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry, but he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33.
A.
You're adorable.
B.
You're so beautiful.
See,
you're a cutie full of charms.
D,
you're a darling. And
E,
you're exciting.
F,
you're a feather in my arm.
G,
you look good to me.
H,
you're so heavenly.
I,
you're the one I idolize.
J,
we're like Jack and Jill.
K,
you're so kissable.
L,
is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P,
you could go on all day.
Q, R, S, T,
alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You
made my life complete.
V
means you're awfully sweet. W, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you. To tell
us what?
I mean, to tell you what you mean to me.
We love you alphabetically.
Well, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was dedicated to Sharon, who's here. She does namiology, and she tells you what letters in your name means something. And this is our New Year's show, and we're honoring the year of women that we just opened up to because the moon was in Cancer as we arrived. And it's very nice to be here. It is a call-in show. We are working on the month of January and all the things that are happening within it, as well as what's coming to you this year. To join us, the number is 888-627-6008. And Sharon, we do have a caller. His name is Noah Phillips, and he's from Pennsylvania. And hello, Noah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I can't believe I'm hearing you. Thank you so much for calling in.
It was my pleasure.
What question do you have for Sharon?
Well, I didn't have a specific question. I was calling to listen in, but once I called in, they said that you will be doing this type of show. So the question is, spiritually and physically, I want to increase my ability to bring light into myself and into the world. And how do you, what's the best way to change yourself? I know you use your mind, you make a choice.
No, you use your heart. No, you use your heart. And you use your heart and you just work with kindness without judgment and let everything flow. Know that nothing is permanent. Everything comes through your body and you're here to share, you're here to love, and you're here to give guidance to others. That's the reason. So, Sharon, do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I do, because, Noah, in your name it says that you are here as a gift of God, so that you're literally on mission for God. And in my name reading thing, it looks like about 2% of the people that are here on the planet are literally on mission for God. And you are, and it also says you're a natural leader. So, in other words, when you speak, people really listen. So you always want to be able to bring some kind of a statement to them that they can think about. And it says that you're bringing people who are ready to think outside the box and that you can give them a new point of view. So I think the conversations that you have with people is a fabulous gift of what you're giving to others, especially when they can see what you've gone through in your life. And then to say, look, that you can get through it and your faith gets deeper instead of departing you and you go, oh, why me and whine? You can say, this gave me a time to reflect that there's always a silver lining in everything that occurs. And when you come out so positive with helping other people and they look at what you've experienced, it gives them hope in their own lives. And I think that's a fabulous gift that you have for others.
Wow. That's I've gone, well, you know, the things that I've gone through the last year, where I kind of like, the glorious thing that came up was, yes, was to forgive.
Yep. You know, my new book, Backstage, will help you know it. It explains the energies. So maybe you'd want to check that out on Amazon.
It's called
Backstage.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. Let's find out. I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Thank you very much.
That was beautiful. He's a beautiful person. He's one of my clients. Now we have another caller, a Lynn Gordon. She's from Phoenix, Arizona. How are you, Lynn?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you? What can we do for you tonight? Happy New Year.
Well, I have a couple of questions, if it's okay to have a couple. I'm a little concerned about everything. I was listening to the show and about the food, and you know, we should be stocked up, and whether in Phoenix there would be a lot of problem or rioting or whatever, or military even. So
I think there will be. Phoenix is one of the target. I definitely do, because it's one of the.
There is something I heard about there being military here. That's why I'm concerned.
Well, it's one of the swing states, and so I do think there could be some. I think the 9 swing states will be more affected. Don't you, Sharon?
I do, and I think it's very important just to be aware, Lynn, aware of your surroundings. You pay great attention in your name, incredible attention to details. And so just as you're going about your day, just pay attention to those details outside of you and recognize if anything's different than it normally is, or it doesn't feel right. You've got a lot of inner sensitivity, and just trust that if you're getting the feeling that this doesn't feel right, that means get out of that area and go home.
And I want to tell you something. You're an October 6th girl, so you are a Libra, and this is going to be a much better year for you. For the next 2 years, it'll be a much better time. You have Jupiter in Aquarius trining your sun, and you can dance on air, Lynn. It's going to be a good time.
Well, it's
for
been
you.
A rough, but you know, I've weathered through it. I've had a shoulder injury for just over a year now. I'm wondering if that's going to get corrected, and whether there will be romance or love in my life. Those two things.
As soon as you love yourself, you'll have the romance. And that's really true. So many people ask about that. Why don't I have love? Well, because they're looking for love. They're not saying, I'm loving and I want to share. Instead of looking to be saved, save yourself and just feel the love within you. And it will magnetize out to other people. I hope that you understand what I'm saying. But I totally do. When you get to your birthday, that's when you can start thinking about somebody else in your life, because what you have to do now in these first few months is come to terms with everything, balance it, and let go of any resentment. And it's coming. It's coming, Lynn. You're going to have a good life. Don't you see that, Sharon?
Yes, and I see that her window opens. I like astrology timing. In her name, the window opens this summer for attracting somebody in.
Good.
Wonderful. And what about the shoulder issue?
Well, now, I injured my shoulder 3 years ago, and unfortunately, sometimes they are the longest to heal. You feel it in the dampness. But for the most part, you can, if you're doing physical therapy and moving that arm, you've got to have movement. Just keep the moving going and endure, and it'll mend. You can put your own hand on it, your right hand on your left shoulder, or your left hand on your right shoulder, and pull light through that hand and see it spread through your body. And if you can find a light worker, that would be very good for you.
Oh, wonderful.
Worker.
Well, I do know a Reiki gal, and she worked on it once a few months ago, but that didn't really help.
You need to find a light worker.
But I am going to physical therapy. Huh?
You need a light worker. You need a light worker.
Okay.
So you can get in touch with me offline, and maybe I can recommend somebody to you.
I was going to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I heard you on Coast to Coast the other night, and as always, you're wonderful. And I'm excited to hear about the market going up.
Oh, yeah. The market's going to say it's going to go up. I said to Georgia last
to 36.
Year.
36. You said 36. 36.
He says, if that happens, I'm going to make you famous. So we'll see. Anyway, dear, just hang in there. We have to worry about keeping our country right now.
Yes, so. Yes, that's my key thing right now, and making sure that it does go in the right way. I know that whatever happens, there'll be a lot of revolution around it.
But what is happening, whatever is happening, is supposed to happen. It's destiny, and it's getting us to a higher level. It's going to take the 6 years, but that's what's happening. And this is, what is it, day three of the first year. So here we go. Hang in there, Lynn.
Yeah, here we go. Well, I'm wondering if Trump is going to be our last president.
No, I don't go into anything like that. We're going to be fine.
Okay.
Nothing's
yeah,
going to be dangerous.
I'm hoping that,
thank you
yeah,
for
they
calling.
Get these. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Take care. So, Sharon.
There's a lot of worry out there and a lot of concern.
I know.
And I just, you know, it's like.
There's so much on that internet that is so false. We are fighting for our country. We're not fighting for a czar or for a ruler or a dictator. We're fighting for our country, which will overlap and be what it is. If it changes, the people will decide, not somebody else. The people right. will decide.
And I just look at it, when instead of going into worry, which doesn't help anybody, instead go into prayer and just know that God's got a plan and his plan will be executed, and just trust that you're going to be just fine.
That's true. Well, Sharon, give us your contact information. Tell them about your show. We're coming to the end of mine.
Well, all the information you need on me, you can find out at knowthename.com, and it's K-N-O-W, so you know the name.com. And then you can go to any Thursday on the radio, on my calendar, on the schedule page, and see the archives of old shows and what I'm doing. And so it's a wonderful way, too, of getting to know your life plan and why you're here and what's in store for you, and to compare your name with somebody else's to see how to improve a relationship. And I think that's some of the beauty that's held in a name.
Right. It's been very, very helpful. So thank you for joining us tonight. It's always special to have you on the air.
And my pleasure. Love to be with you, Elizabeth.
Okay. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. It's time to get ready for the meditation, and we're going to hear a beautiful song called Love is the Answer, which I'm dedicating to the entire year of 2021. Love is the answer. It always is. Then we're going to have the healing meditation that will help you with COVID as well as your own inner healing. And we finish with Freedom by Richard Shulman. Of course, we're all looking to freedom. We want to keep our freedom. And we want to stay in our freedom. So this is Elizabeth Joyce. Next week we have Frank St. James, and he'll be on with me. And we will try to tell you what's going on in the world and on the other side of the world. On the other side of everything. So thank you for listening. Happy New Year, everybody. And we will see you next week. Good night.
With every breath we take, smell it in the beauteous rose, hear it in the sweet bird's song, see it everywhere you choose to look. Love lives in us every moment. Feel it deep within your soul. Feel it in your beating heart, feel it in your hearty laugh, feel it in the warmth of every touch. How can we ever doubt it, think we can live without it? Love is the answer in our lives. Feel love is all around you, breathe it in with every breath. Love is the answer. day. Let your life be full and free, fragrant, joyful. Then you'll see every gift life wants you to receive. Let love perfume your body. Let love caress your mind. Let love embrace your world, releasing ties that bind. Love is the only answer. Love will free all the bondage. Make love the answer in your life. May love perfume our bodies. May love caress our minds. Love is the answer in our lives. Ah, love is the answer in our lives. Love is the reason for our
love. This is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm inviting you to join us worldwide to help strengthen and build our immune systems against any and all out-of-bounds materials that may come our way. Visualize a sacred flame inside you. It sits between the middle of your hips and your navel. You can feel the energy coming in from this flame. It's very present and very alive. The color of this flame is amber, representing the new double helix energy that flows in from the center of the universe. Feel this powerful fifth dimension energy rising up from the second chakra to fill the solar plexus chakra at your navel. Know that this healing energy is arising from the flame and merging with your own kundalini as well as your inner fire. Let the top of the flame begin to rise until it reaches your navel. The top of the flame comes to a fine point. If you follow the flame down, it gets wider, encompassing the second chakra. While its tip reaches your navel, your flame is spreading below, filling your abdomen. This is the receiving chakra, and you are choosing to receive this energy flowing in from the fifth dimension to help you stay centered, clear, well-balanced, and healthy. It encourages the body not to allow any foreign matter to penetrate it. Allow this flame to rise until the tip reaches the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. The new heart chakra is a brilliant yellow, so we're allowing the amber flame to pierce through the solar plexus, which is now your green chakra, and up to the heart center, which is the brilliant yellow, and it will expand up to your 10th chakra, which is your new heart center. Now that the tip of the flame has reached the heart, see how your center solar plexus chakra is being filled with this light as well. As you feel the nourishing and expanding warmth of your inner flame, you also sense that things are being consumed by the fire, such as fear, impatience, judgment. All the negative forces that are within you are now being consumed by the fire, and the love of the universal love, is spreading throughout that area. Sense that things being consumed are your limiting thoughts, your limiting beliefs, feelings, and the patterns that you don't need around you. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath into your abdomen
and allow this burning to take place. Let the flames fill the hollow of your stomach with positive and powerful energy. As the widening flame engulfs the center of your heart, feel that flood of tingling energy as your heart wounds are mended. Now let the flame continue its rising. It's going to begin to go out the center of your back and form a circle. It reaches up over the top of the head and pierces the 10th chakra about 20 feet above you. And then it falls down again and back to the 4th chakra, the heart center. Then back out through the back and up into the 10th chakra. This is the amber flame of light, the new 5th dimension love center. It's called the circle of light. Breathe into it. Let the flame continue its rising. The tip is traveling up from your heart, going into your throat, going into your shoulders, going into your lungs with its healing heat. Feel how your body is now emerged with the pure life center energy, with aliveness, with passion, with creative energy. Breathe that in. Feel the warmth, feel the joy, and feel the love. Know that you are centered, whole, and complete. Now you can begin your new mantra. May I always be present to show the path of light and love to the pathless and the suffering, wanderers of life. If they should not understand or be open to this inner realization, may I abide in patience from the death of loving kindness. May I continue to carry your love throughout the day, and may it touch the heart of anyone that I see, interchange with, talk to, or think about. I lovingly send this light to all of my loved ones, my family members, and the people that matter, as well as to the others that I do not know. May I be aligned with my soul purpose and aligned with everyone I meet in this light of love, kindness, joy, and wellness. May I create a plan of action helping to accomplish the healing and removal of any negative energy that has come forth on the planet to destroy the body. My body is my temple. It is filled with your light every day. Thank you, Spirit, for being with me, for supporting me, and for supporting this purpose. May this energy, the 5th dimension energy of amber light, clear any blocks that are stopping me from knowing, achieving, and living for my divine purpose. May I discover the secret of how to keep this energy and alignment within me, moving ahead as I walk my path throughout the year. Thank you for your kindness to me and for the world. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even when we are scared and concerned. Thank you for your patience, your understanding of our struggles, and for your joy of being in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your vast and deep understanding. Thank you, God, for all of this and more that you pour forth to us without end. In the name of the heart, the head, and the hand, I send blessings to all unseen people and all people that are dear to me and all people that have ever touched my life. I know that I am strong. I know that I am centered. I know that I am love. I know that I receive love. I know that I give love. And I know that I am. And so it is. Thank you.
Thank you.